You're listening to SBS News.
It was a slow start to the evacuation, passengers facing a 14-hour delay as they were checked at Wuhan International Airport. More than 200 Australians were allowed to board, including 89 children. The Australian Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, says they'll spend at least 14 days in quarantine on Christmas Island.
The plan is to cohort people in small family groups so that if someone does get unwell, their family might have to start again for 14 days, but we wouldn't want to expose the whole group to get to that.
Another 300 Australians remain stuck in the lockdown Hubei province. Among them is Ying Wang and her two boys, who are on the waiting list for the next flight.
Yeah, we just want to go now, really want to get out of here and get back to our normal life in Australia.
On Saturday, the Australian government announced a ban preventing any travellers from mainland China from entering Australia. The travel ban will last at least 2 weeks, meaning many international students could miss orientation week at university. If the ban is extended, some universities have looked to offer more courses online. The Vice-Chancellor of Melbourne's Monash University, Margaret Gardner, says she's postponed the start of semester by a week.
When they start on the 9th of March, the first week will be online, so they're not in classes on campus.
International student Darren Shen chose to stay in Australia over summer break, but some of his friends who flew to Sydney at the weekend were sent back to China.
It's like they feel disappointing because they just want to study. They're healthy. They didn't go to Wuhan this year, and they are far away from the city, the province, but they are being refused to get into Australia.
12 cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in Australia. Lucy Murray, SBS News.